Painful childhood memories can sear your soul for a lifetime when they're the result of an alcoholic and abusive relative. But can that person's pain and a shared love of music be used to save another person's life? The results of a good deed are never predictable, as we learn in The Darkest Shades of Gray by Tyson Duer.
There's no easy way to describe what happened that year. I really don't have the words. I often don't sleep in order to avoid the nightmares I still have. I'm still haunted by the thought of his name. I can't go back to the thought of what he did. I can't go back. I can't go back. I can't go
back. Good afternoon, students. We are so glad we had you back today, and we hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving break. Now, students, although we've had a lot of fun, this is no time to be...
Mr. Ross is almost always talking. I don't remember a time he ever stopped. He never fails to keep a sentence going. He's the guidance counselor here, but honestly, not much guidance is ever given.
Doesn't that sound great, students?
I walk through these halls every day, and I can't stand it. Don't get me wrong, school's great. I have lots of friends, and it's fun. I'm just ready to get out of here.
Grayson Michaels, tell us how your break was. Come on, tell us. You're always happy. I know you did something fun.
My break.
Grayson, fill up my glass. I don't want to get up. Grayson?
Yes, Mom?
Is there a reason why there isn't any ice in this?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have been distracted.
Oh, you were distracted? Do you think that's acceptable?
I'm sorry.
Don't interrupt me!
Hello, Earth to Grayson.
My break was great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Grayson, why don't you go sit in my office? I have something to talk to you about.
Yes, sir.
Sawyer, I do believe you are going to love it here. Hello, Grayson, this is Sawyer. He just moved here from New York, and he's a sophomore. He needs someone to show him around and help him get situated, and I thought, who better than the happiest guy at our school?
I don't know. I don't think I am.
Get you out of gym class for the rest of the week.
I would be happy to help. Nice to meet you. I'm Grayson.
Hi.
Alrighty then. Why don't you two guys get to know each other, and tomorrow before school, come by my office.
Don't let Mr. Ross fool you. This high school still sucks just as much as every other school.
Mr. Ross says you're like the happiest kid he knows.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I wish I was happier.
Oh, is everything okay?
After my dad died last year, nothing has been okay.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I totally understand. My dad died when I was 7. It's been 10 years as of last month.
Does it ever get easier?
Honestly, no. I still picture him lying in the hospital bed with all his hair gone and all the bruises over his skin.
Sorry, I'm making this conversation so depressing.
I don't mind. If you ever need someone to talk to about stuff, you can talk to me.
Okay, thanks.
So, what do you do for fun?
I like listening to music, I guess.
Well, why don't we go to my house? Because I have a record player, and I just got the new album of my favorite band, The Restless Pythons.
No way, that's my favorite band. Master of Sadness was written for me.
Personally, Passing Away in L.A. is my favorite. Oh, I'm sorry about her. She's been working a lot lately, so she is really tired.
Who is this?
This is Sawyer. He just moved here from New York.
Nice to meet you.
Why would you bring someone here without asking? Do you want to embarrass me? Kid, I think you need to leave.
He's new here, and I was trying to finally have a friend.
Oh, you don't need friends. You have me, and that's enough. You're going to have friends after you graduate college.
I'm so sorry for intruding.
Don't be. It's my fault. Honestly, I just wish my life would end.
Me too.
I'm sorry you had to see that. I'll talk to you later.
Don't you ever bring someone into this house without asking again! Grayson, how did you get that bruise?
Oh, this bruise? Funny story. My friend and I were jamming out to music, and he accidentally punched me in the face. And it left this, Shiner.
Very good.
Hello? Who is this? Hello? Wait, what? Who is this? Slow down, ma'am. I can't understand what you're saying. Sawyer's mom.
I'm happy to see you back at school. I haven't seen you since November.
You don't have to pretend like you care how I'm feeling.
Well, I know you weren't gone all of December because you were sick. I know it was because of Sawyer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sawyer's mom called me that same day. I know Sawyer was your friend, and I know she called you because you were his only friend. And although suicide is the biggest importance here, I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Sawyer didn't die. Why do you keep referring to him like he is gone? I don't know what you want from me.
I know he didn't die, but it was close. Sawyer's mother thought he was dead when she called, and luckily he wasn't.
Yeah, well, it's my fault that he did it.
What do you mean it was your fault?
I was having trouble at home, and Sawyer was there, and I made a joke about killing myself, and the next day, I received a call that he had killed himself, or at least tried to.
Grayson, it is not your fault for someone else's suicide attempt. You are making a joke, although insensitive, you didn't make someone suicidal. He had clearly had those thoughts for a while. You were not the reason. You cannot blame yourself. But while you're here, you want to tell me what the trouble at home is?
What trouble at home?
You said you were having some trouble at home.
Oh,
look, if you're in any danger, you can talk to me. This is a safe place. Anything you say here will stay between us.
Ever since my dad died, my mom has been, never mind. I need to go.
You are not alone. Here, take this pamphlet and remember, your bruises do not define you.
Thank you. Hello? Sawyer, it's Grayson.
Hey, man, what are you doing here?
I just haven't seen you in a while, and I missed you.
Oh, thanks for checking in. I haven't seen you since...
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
Do not apologize. You did not do anything wrong. And that was the first time I saw Sawyer cry. And he opened up to me about his dad. It turns out we have a lot more in common than I knew.
Do you mind if I go to the bathroom and clean myself up?
No, I'm a mess. I should go soon anyways. My mom is probably super worried.
You can let yourself out. Have a good day.
I heard the bathroom door click shut as I reached for the doorknob, and in that moment, I realized Sawyer had grabbed a knife off the counter. Sawyer! Stop what you are doing! I finally managed to break through the door, and Sawyer was standing there with the knife pressed to his wrist.
I'm always causing people pain. I never do anything right.
And does this feel right? Does this not cause pain? We all love you. You can't do this.
I can't live anymore. I feel dramatic, but I'm not trying to be. I really believe I'm abandoned. I want to be happy, but I'm broken. I try and put on a smile, but I just put on a mask. I'm a clown.
You are not a clown. You're not broken. I will never abandon you. I touched his shoulder, and he let me take the knife from him and fell into my arms. And I walked into his bedroom and laid him down on the bed. I'm going to go get you a water. Lay here and don't move. Hello? I wasn't sure who to call. My friend is attempting to kill himself. I can't stop him. I don't know what to do. Can you please help me? No, his mom isn't home. She's working tonight. Baker Act?
Do you want to tell me why you are getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Not really.
Okay. Well, then why don't you tell me why I got a call from Mr. Ross this afternoon telling me that he was prepared to call Child Protective Services?
I have no idea.
He told me that you guys talked. I know what you said.
Mom, what are you looking for?
You want to tell me why he gave you this?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me!
Mom, are you drunk?
How dare you!
Ah. I haven't seen my mom since that day. Eventually, by the time she got tired of beating me up and went to bed, I snuck out. But I didn't make it far until I fell and couldn't move. I called 911 and they got me to a hospital. I had a broken nose, 3 cracked ribs, and a fractured wrist. The doctor said it was one of the worst abuse victims they had seen. Oh, yeah. I told them what my mom did. Although I was scared, I couldn't lie anymore. She was put in prison, and I don't know if she got out or not. She hasn't contacted me, and even if she did, I wouldn't care. Mr. Ross got fired for breaking confidentiality, causing my abuse. I don't know who reported it, but I felt guilty. I tried to go and talk to him at his house, but his wife said I was disgusting for getting her husband fired and that I couldn't talk to him. Luckily, I was able to leave town and move to Michigan. I got a full paid scholarship to the University of Michigan on a psychology major. And currently, I'm a therapist. And I think it was a great job for me due to how much I've gone through. I have a lot of empathy, and it allows me to be able to talk to anyone who needs anything. As for Sawyer, well, I haven't seen him since that night. After he finished his 6-month program, he told me I was disgusting, and what kind of friend puts another friend through that kind of hell? That has always been my biggest regret. If I would have just trusted him, we could still be friends. Once I saw the headline yesterday morning, I couldn't forgive myself. It has been 13 years since that night.
Dear Grayson, I have missed you. I know I was terrible to you that day I got out of the program. You were trying to help me. I wish I would have realized it back then. I got married a few years ago. We had 3 kids and moved to Los Angeles. That was fun, until my wife left me and took my kids with her, saying it was because I am an alcoholic. If you even chose to read this, I just wanted to say I am sorry. My life is ending, but yours doesn't have to. I know I should probably end my suicide note with something like, by the time you read this, or goodbye, cruel world, but I would rather end it with don't be sad. I'm the master of sadness. Just passing away in LA. Thank you for being a good friend. Sincerely, Sawyer.
This recording of The Darkest Shades of Grey by Tyson Duer was directed by Jamie Lee Buttram. Grayson was played by Jason Ellis. Justin Rotolo played Sawyer. Grayson's mom was played by Lynn Doyle. The role of Mr. Ross was performed by Daniel Green. Narration by Michael Billy. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Donna DeFont is our stage manager. Our season presenter for 2020-2021 is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers for this festival are the Nancy Schneider Tribe Memorial Fund at the Community Foundation of Sarasota County and Paragon Festivals. The Darkest Shades of Grey by Tyson Duer is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.